Thank you, Raj, for that helpful insight on the passage right before us. We're moving on to the next passage here, James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. James is an interesting book, one that I enjoy, but there's a couple things to know before you study James, and the passage we're coming to can be one of those passages that'll trip you up if you don't remember these. The first one is that James assumes that the gospel is understood. He assumes that the people reading this are believers, they know the gospel, and they can apply the gospel, and that is there as a foundation. The other thing is James kind of jumps from topic to topic, but it's always a consistent theme that true faith will show up in real life ways. True faith will show up in real life ways, and we saw that with Raj's. We saw that you will be a hearer, not just a hearer, but a doer of the word. Assumes that you're listening to the word and that you are applying that to you. And he's going to take that a step further in the passage that we're going to look at, that by being a doer of the word happens inside out, not outside in. Let's look at the passage real quick. It says, "If anyone thinks that he is religious, does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world." True religion will affect your life. First thing we see here in verse 26 is an example of false religion. Example of, it starts off by saying that he thinks that if he thinks that he is religious, he is doing the things that Raj is talking about. He is studying the scriptures. He's applying those scriptures by doing all the normal religious activity that is expected of them based on that. And he's going through that. What is religion? Religion's kind of a term that's not used very often now, or if it is, it's almost used negatively in some sense. But religion is just a belief or practice in the context of a supernatural power, ceremony, observation, or worship. I think that is a key term there, that worship in the broader sense, not just what happens here in this room on Sunday mornings, but worship. What do you do with your life of worship? What religious activities do you have around you? This is painting a picture of someone who is faithfully attending church, a generous giver, morally correct as in our terms, and they're coming to them. And what James wants to point out, the fact that you're doing all these things, you're doing everything from the outside that looks correct, but he says if you don't bridle your tongue, it's useless, and you're deceiving yourself. What does he mean by bridling your tongue? Luke 6:45 says this, Luke 6:45, the good person out of the good treasures of his heart produces good. The evil person out of the evil produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So James here, instead of listing a whole bunch of things, goes straight for the heart and says, what is it that comes out of your mouth? Because out of the mouth, the heart, or out of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's revealing what's truly in your heart. And if you're not controlling it, if you're not able to allow that to be God-honoring, then the religious activity you are doing, though it may give an appearance to even yourself that you are doing things the right way, but it is deceiving you, and it's ultimately useless. That word deceive there is the same word that you see back in James 22. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. He's sharing this with the believers of that time, letting them know that there are some here that may be doing a lot of religious activity. Remember, they were Jews who came out of a system of a bunch of religious rituals, but not really had an effective heart change because it's not showing up in real ways in their lives. Their work, what they're doing is futile and it's useless. False religion just doesn't work. But he's not referring to them, he's not telling them this to make sure they change the type of work they're doing. He's not telling them this to tell them that they need to work at it harder, needs to pull up their bootstraps and keep going. In fact, I think James is pointing him back to the gospel. He's showing us that religious activity is not enough and ultimately does not work. It does not affect a person's nature. However, if we are truly saved and allow the Spirit to work in our lives, it will show up in very real, tangible ways. And he gives that example here in verse 27. He starts off, he says this, let me read that for you. It says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this." Religion that is pure and undefiled, the question you have to ask yourself, what is pure and undefiled before Christ, before God? And the question is nothing we do. This is only something that the Lord can do in our hearts. The religious activity that they are doing comes from a clean, innocent, without fault spot, and it only happens through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is, he's telling you, a religion that is pure and undefiled, religion that is sitting in the gospel and resting in the work of the Spirit in our own hearts, shows up in very two tangible ways. One, it leads to, the worship leads to service. The visit to take care of, to look after the orphans and widows. Why use that example? Orphans at that time, widows at that time, as they were living in their culture, had very little resources, had very little power, had very little ability to be able to work. And so they were people who weren't going to be able to offer them back anything. And he's saying, go after those who are in affliction, who can't pay you back, and who aren't going to get anything out of it from an earthly standpoint, and love them. Love them with the love of Christ. Love them as you have been loved by Christ. It happens from the inside out. As you see that, you recognize the love that that has been poured out to you by Christ, and then you pour that out to others. Who around you is in need, and who can we love? Sometimes we don't even slow down long enough to be able to recognize those people around us. It also shows up, worship, this type of worship, religious activity, shows up in right living. To be unstained from the world. This is an interesting word. We don't really have time to go into it, but its meaning is an animal fit for sacrifice. And so you think about the old religious system and the Jews, they would understand this right away, that an animal that they were going to bring to the temple had to be pure and spotless. And so he is saying that you are unstained, you are pure and spotless. He's talking about holy and righteous living. He's talking about religion that is worth it. Religion that comes from the inside out is religion that will show up in a way that God honors God. Will we be perfect? No, obviously not. But we will be walking in sanctification. We will be striving for this. And rest in the Spirit for as we continue to do so. True religion shows up in real ways. It shows up in the way that we serve, and it shows up in the way that we live our lives. And it shows up in a way that comes from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. So let's get to some application here. First one, are you relying too much on your religious activity? Have you been deceived? Pray that the Holy Spirit will search you and reveal to you the truth. This is something we need to ask ourselves constantly. And it's an uncomfortable question. But it's one that we need to rest in the Spirit that He will show us. That we are not just depending on our religious activity. Not just for our salvation, but for our walk and for anything. But are we depending on the Spirit of God? Are we depending on the work and the blood of Christ? Are you relying too much on your religious activity? Number two, is your salvation showing up in life that is being sanctified? Remember, justified, we have been positionally declared righteous and holy. We've been, because of the blood of Christ, we have the justification. But we don't live that way. Sanctification is taking the process by which we live up to that justification we have received. However, we are still working. Is there evidence of this? Is there evidence of sanctification happening in your life? And thirdly, is salvation showing up in the way that you demonstrate God's love? Are you loving the unlovely? Are you showing that the gospel works? I think too many times when we approach evangelism, we want to talk people into it and think it's a mental thing. But really, we're sharing the truth of God's word to them. And what they want to know is, what you're sharing with me, does it work? They've tried other things to be able to find satisfaction and hope in life. They've tried other things to be able to meet that missing thing within their hearts. They want to know, does it work? And the way that they're going to see that is by you demonstrating love and you doing things differently than the world around you. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for the blessing that we have to be able to just to open your word, to know it, to understand it. And Lord, I pray that we would live a life dependent on the Spirit, that we wouldn't just open your word, read it, study it, come and sit underneath of the teaching of it, so that way we can have a strategy to change ourselves, Lord. But rather, we would depend on the Spirit to take the truth of God's word and go to work in our hearts to shape us and mold us. And that that work would show up in very tangible ways of being able to love others and live a life that is being sanctified. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to do that more and more. In your name I pray. Amen.